I was at the Circa. Took me Wonka. Hit me again, Spinoni. I was at the Circa. Took me Wonka.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It is crossover time, which means Mark Willard and Dan Dibley are in the house. Welcome, gentlemen.
Yeah,
how are you?
Baby.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good.
What's up, baby? I don't feel the love.
Yeah, you should feel the love. And I'm just going to go ahead and get my piece out now. I'm going to lay out because I know that the two of you and my partner,
oh, yeah, well,
you have a lot to get through because
it's really them two.
Well, the bet you made, and I know that he weighed in, and also
I didn't weigh in.
I simply texted and said I can't wait to weigh in. I did not, and you don't. You do not know what I'm about to say.
No, so I'm going to go ahead and lay out, and I'm going to focus on what's bugging me coming up at 2 o'clock, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. But in the meantime, you guys have a lot to talk about because of the you guys put his name on some Jordan Poole slander
that's
the bet. So
That's later.
Okay. Coming up in 12 minutes.
Well, still my show for 11 minutes.
Yeah.
That's right. True. That's
because the street says you took a shot at him yesterday. For not bringing up the pool stuff. That's how it all popped off.
No, I didn't. It wasn't at him. I simply said, you guys said, I was on my way in, and you guys were like, we're going to get to the bottom of Willard's thing on Jordan Poole, and then I never heard another word about it.
Yeah, he's right.
That's all
welcome
I said.
Welcome to 10 to 2.
That's all. Yeah, welcome to radio. Teases unpaid off. Yeah, that happens every day. So, no, I didn't. There was no shot. It was an observation that on my way in, I was readying myself for a battle that never took place.
Well, it's going to take place today.
I left you.
Let's talk about the bet.
Okay,
I made a bet with Daryl the Guru Johnson. I
missed what's on the line, by the way. What did you bet?
The beverage.
The normal old shit. Yeah,
exactly. And I won one from him and Evan over UCLA.
Oh, that may be my...
Their Cronin basketball
that
coach.
That may be my what's
went in last week on his team, threw him under the bus for 5 minutes. I said they're probably going to lose four in a row. They've lost what?
I don't know.
He's about to get fired and he got threw out. But I won the bet on that. You don't do that to young kids and expect them to do it like NBA players. So I'm hot. I'm on a heater. So the bet is...
Wait, you won one bet? So you're hot?
Actually, two.
Who are you, Dan Dibley?
Look at the field of the NFL right now. The Chiefs are, I believe, about to achieve history with this three-peat. That's the center of why I made this bet.
Let everybody know who just joined 95.7
The Kansas City Chiefs. I bet Matt Steinmetz that the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. He has the field.
The field. He has the other 17.
But he's not in love with the field. And the field is going to fight itself. And I'm guaranteed two home games starting tomorrow for the Chiefs.
You are not guaranteed two home games, but go ahead.
Why am I not?
Because they have to win the first one.
Okay, but that's okay. I got you. All right. I'm feeling good about that.
That's fine.
But if they win, they host the AFC Championship game either against Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, who the Chiefs have had success with in the playoffs. So from that vantage point, I feel like I'm already there.
Okay.
Detroit, Philly. Philly's got their passing game's a mess. Something's going on. I'm not worried about them. The Rams, I just really feel like Andy Reid and Mahomes are about to do the first three-peat ever, Dibs. And that's why I make the bet, because he goes, well, they're not winning ugly. That's their DNA now. They've mastered how to win games where they don't look their best. And I really believe, Will, I feel you from the right looking at me, the three-peat thing for the first time, even the Patriots can't say they pulled off that feat. And I just think it's a matter of weeks before we say, we've seen it, the first one in the NFL.
Okay, there's absolutely nothing crazy that you just said.
Why? All right, okay. I'm off to a good start.
Do you want my mathematical answer or do you want my emotional answer?
The emotional.
All right, the emotional one is I don't think the Chiefs are the best team. I don't even think they're one of the two best teams. And so that's just, but that's my opinion versus your opinion. However, I would argue, you know, you're sort of flicking off the idea of either Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson coming to town. That's not easy. I don't care what building you play in. Those two guys are the two best players in the NFL.
But they both have two challenges, the quarterback that I don't think the demons, they're ready to slay.
Okay.
And they're going to cancel each other out.
Again.
So it'll only be one of them next week if Kansas City beats Houston.
I would argue what different opinions, and that's easy. However, your opinion is a parlay. What you just did was a three-leg opinion parlay.
I'm not mad at that.
Which is you're going to beat Houston, even though – blocked kicks and official flag, all the crap that
all that's
done
on my side
to win games this year. You've got to beat Houston. Then you've got to beat one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Then you've got to go to a neutral site and let's just say take on Detroit, which is that's no nothing to sneeze at. So that's the emotional side. The mathematical answer is, from a factual standpoint, you just made a bad bet. It one way or another.
Without odds, by the way.
Yes. Well, if you had, obviously, if I go to Vegas and bet on, you just bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Right. And you made it an even bet, even though it is a plus 350 bet.
Randy showed me.
Vegas will tell you, in fact, that they are not even the favorite to win the Super Bowl right now. Do you know who is?
Really?
They are not. They are not favored to win the Super Bowl. There's a different team that is favored.
Give it to me because I don't.
Detroit? That is exactly right.
See, but on my computer, it's not Detroit.
But they don't have to beat Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson to get there, which is why I would argue they're favored. They have an easier route through the eyes of Vegas.
That I get.
Okay? Right. So either you should have gotten different odds, or you should submit that the bet you just made is less than 50-50 proposition.
But because, how so? Because let me just
if you bet $100 on your bet, you win $350.
Well, we're betting a beverage, and if Detroit
plays
Kansas City,
but you should get 3.5 beverages.
Okay,
you should get 3.5 beverages.
But now we're doing
beverages.
Too technical. It was just the Chiefs are going to hoist up the Lombardi Trophy.
And that's fine.
And if it's against Dan the Gambler Campbell, like I'm from just the way we bet it with no odds, I'll take that all day.
I'd argue you just made a Dan Campbell bet.
Well,
no, but, that's exactly what you just did. You're like, it's fourth down. Tonight, let's go for it.
I feel like the reason I made the bet, not just because it was smart, was because I do like there's a little bit of a karma thing here. Like I feel like the Chiefs are skating on thin ice.
Okay, seeing
and they're just ripe to get beat. That's just a feeling I have.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like they're gonna get beat because they should have gotten beat about four or five times this year.
And the Niners should have beat them in both Super Bowls.
And Dibs, a good team, I think, is going to get them.
Yes, and I put aside karma and put aside the fact that they've won two in a row. Just look at what they've been this year and take their record out of it. And Mark just kind of mentioned it where you can look at four or five of their games and they won in semi-flukish fashion. The Raiders decided like they didn't want to look at the clock or kick a field goal.
Facts.
And you know, you had special teams, you had missed PATs and blocked PATs and all the rest of it. And I also look at this matchup, and I do think that they're vulnerable. And, you know, Greg Cosell earlier this week talked about Houston with two very good edge rushers and two very good corners. So,
but Stroud is so stinky to me that he would offset the deep. Stinky. I'm like, I'm with you on the defense could give him a, but the offense from Houston is why I feel like they have no chance. And I have to say this, nobody's used the NFL regular season like dress rehearsal. The Super Bowl I went to 2 years ago at the great Christian Willard's house, I saw a man on one wheel win the Super Bowl. I saw the same Lamar Jackson have home field advantage against an impotent offense that Kansas City was last year, and they outsmarted themselves trying to do something. So the Chiefs get dressed what's a cleanup better than anybody.
Right.
So now, real quick, from the AFC standpoint of Allen and Lamar, they got to go to battle with each other.
Sure.
And then that doesn't give you the berth to the Super Bowl.
No.
You got to go beat them. Man.
Right.
And I don't think either one of them are ready
to,
after their fight, their duel, go then to KC and beat the man.
And that's fair. I mean, Derrick Henry is not a quarterback, and you know, Buffalo's got a lot of things going for them. Are you familiar with Cinderella?
No doubt.
So when Cinderella went to the ball, what did she show up in? What was her ride?
Right.
Did she go in a caddy?
No, she didn't.
What'd she go in?
A chariot.
And then what happened at midnight?
You didn't think I knew what she was.
A carriage, but that's okay.
Let it go.
Hey, I was like, y'all was right.
He gets points.
Every team says that's a correct answer.
Tell me
the judges are going to accept it.
Put it on the board.
At midnight. So Cinderella has a great time. Prince Charming, and it's like, oh my God, I'm in love. Check the clock. It's midnight. I gots to go. So she goes out to try to find her car, like me at the old Oracle Arena, where I can't remember if I parked on the 66 side or the Hagenberger.
Oh, boy, dude, bring it back memories.
How many times, Steiny, did I go back and forth over that darn hill?
How many times did many fans do that?
Seriously, and you're hitting your key, boop, 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 and you're trying to find the lights to go on, and maybe that's what's bugging me, but at midnight, Cinderella looks for her car and her ride, and it's a mother, father, pumpkin. And so, at some point, Pat Mahomes and his ride is going to be a pumpkin. Wow. And I do believe it might be this weekend, because I think that Houston is a live dog in this. Wow. If not, they're not beating Buffalo or Baltimore, so I don't know if I get in on the bet.
That'll be up to Goo.
And shout out Grumpy's, by the way. You mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Grumpy's is reopening.
Yes, it held out.
Exciting. I've not been in there yet.
Yeah. It's nice. They made it nice.
It looks like it from the outside.
I sent you the picture right before Christmas. Sal and Dave were there. Remember, you go, great trio.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I mean, maybe that's what's bugging me.
Pictures, we missed it at the party.
Pictures of you guys out and about having fun while I'm working. That's kind of what's bugging me.
It's been a tough week.
And you guys, I tuned in earlier today, and you guys are talking about this party, this and that. Oh, the party. Steiny stayed late, and this and that. Great. I'm happy for you guys. Really happy.
Dibs, real quick, here's a photo from it last night.
Thank you.
Kieran took the picture, and that's me and some of the sales there.
Here, Steiny.
A wonderful venue.
Here, I have a picture of an empty office. This is where we were yesterday.
Wow.
We were doing a radio show to a bunch of chairs here in the office. That's what my picture is.
I love it.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to like bolster you in any way, but those glasses take you from a 6.3 to like a 7.4.
I'll give them an 8.
Like
somebody said,
payday Friday. Yeah. Easy Poindexter.
But no, he's got swag. Like, look at him.
He goes from nerdy, old, and awkward to intriguing.
Yeah. Somebody said they look distinguished. Know, curve your enthusiasm.
Yeah, a little bit.
They say, distinguished like, gentlemen.
They're Larry David's fathers.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No doubt.
They are. But what they also do, they tickle the idea of Michael Douglas.
Falling down.
Yeah. Oh, look, yeah. Right.
So there's
great also, actor,
I love that
there's
movie.
A tiny
yeah,
bit
great.
Of like God. Mysterious. Is he about to go crazy? In those glasses as well.
Yeah.
So you kind of scare people a little bit, and the ladies like that. Oh. They like a little danger.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You like that edge.
Yeah.
And you know I love that movie for his, like...
That's why I pointed to you. I'm like,
so
what's
great.
The title of that movie? He does what you want to do every day.
Every single day. He goes into a fast food place for breakfast, and breakfast is over at 10:30, and it's 10:37.
And they won't
and
give
he's like,
to him.
Can I just get breakfast? Oh, sorry, sir.
That's
and so
weak.
Then it's... Grr, grr, grr. And it's like, Michael Douglas, me and you both, bro.
A convenience store guy wouldn't break a dollar bill, I think.
Exactly.
Just loses it.
Great movie.
Loses it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right.
And L.A. traffic is in there as well with,
all of it.
Bumper to bumper, and he
movie.
Gets out, and
unfortunately,
it's all that.
Probably 45 years old. How? What year was that movie?
I would guess, as you're Googling it, and Steiny will butcher the read with the legal and then the ATCO, I'm going to put that at 1996.
Ooh. I'm going to say earlier.
What's your year?
I would say, feels like 90.
I have it.
I'm going 98.
Okay. It is? Right in between what you and Dibs just said. It was 1993.
Okay.
1993.
Yeah.
But Dibs went over.
That is accurate.
Price is right.
Price
so
is
you,
right.
Yep,
you win.
Won.
Yeah.
You won.
93 was memorable for me. For me, it was my fifth junior year at Cal State Northridge.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's all right. Nobody graduates in 4 years in California.
How about 13? Yeah.
All right. Who's enjoying these bouts of cold weather? The weather isn't the only thing to worry about. It's ant and rodent season, ladies and gentlemen. If these pests have made their way into your home looking for shelter from the cold, ATCO Pest Control has comprehensive solutions from effective ant treatments to rodent eradication and exclusion work. ATCO can take care of what's bugging you. Call ATCO Pest Control or fill out a service request online at atcopestcontrol.com. I'll tell you what, I'll start.
All right.
Because now it's all changed. And I'll tell you what's been bugging me.
Time for the legal.
And it's like, I think you have been too hard on Jordan Poole.
Before we get there,
we got to do the legal.
Time for the legal.
Oh, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
You know what's
just
so
two,
funny?
Two small points.
You jumped into something right at two, and I thought one of them was the legal. But you were just talking about like ATCO the whole time.
Yes. Yes.
So I was like, no, he did it. No, but he hadn't done it.
No.
What's
anyway,
our guy's name at ATCO?
Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Shorten up this read, Larry.
Okay.
Here's It's bugging me a little. You have been hard on Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you've been doing.
It's not Larry.
It isn't Larry. Like,
go here.
I feel like you're not giving Jordan
Shout
Poole
out
credit,
yeah.
enough credit for what he did when he was here. Like, I get it. He's in Washington now, playing a little bit like a nitwit, but they don't win that title without him, do they?
Probably not.
Yeah. So, Probably as not. Guru says to me, put some respect on his name.
I'll respond when we circle around to the end of the table
yep.
because
yep.
I have a response prepared.
All right.
But I will give this just. I mean, this is a kind of off teaser, if you will, based on what you just said. Does helping with a title automatically gold your wallet for the rest of your life in this town? Y'all love Aubrey Huff?
Mm. Oh, that's unfair.
And that's not a comparison okay. saying that Jordan Poole is Aubrey Huff.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, because you helped win a title, does that mean everything else is off the table? Any other opinion is off the table?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Dibs?
Back to you. Yeah. And we're going to keep it a little bit lighter as we get deeper into the feud that is ongoing. But for me, it is subscription fatigue. Because right now, when I think about what I am subscribing to, I could name six things and I'm probably missing six other things. And so I dream of a day where a company or an entity can take all your things and put them into one little umbrella. Because when we were kids, like, you had cable and maybe you had HBO or Showtime, and that was like, ooh, you know, you're one of the rich kids and you had a little add-on and it was cool and we didn't have it, but it was the thing. And now I've got Spotify and Apple TV Plus, I've got Paramount Plus, I've got Hulu, I've got Netflix, I've got HBO, I think I have Showtime, which comes with Paramount Plus, I'm not sure anymore. And so you start
about
to think
YouTube
about,
TV.
I don't have that, but I probably will by the end of the day.
You're past $50
one
already.
One of the things that I want is going to be on there, and so it's like, oh, I got to have that.
Someday
and
ticket.
I have The Athletic, and I have ESPN
Plus.
It's
incredible, man.
And I subscribe to the Marin IJ for God knows what reason.
No chance.
I don't even live there anymore. No. I do it because I do a banquet once a year, and I need the info going into the banquet. My point is,
what is that called?
All the subscriptions that you have.
That's incredible,
It becomes like unbelievably overwhelming when you think about like, well, I mean, what's my cancellation? And then you try to log into it on your phone. And it's like, ooh, factor authentication. And so now I have to authenticate. It's like, I just want to be able to click on a story about Sausalito and what's going on with, you know, this new restaurant. And so I got to find my password retrieval and this and that. I'm just exhausted by the ability to even like navigate my own life.
And it's become my normal life. Like, I want to hug you for that, but there's no way around it. There's no way around it, Dibs.
Christy has a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
She has a spreadsheet of passwords.
No, don't give me that.
I'm not kidding.
The analytics.
It's unbelievable. Because like that woman never has to do what the rest of us do. Which is,
he's out of control.
Yeah, we got to reboot the password because we can't remember which password we used, and then you can't use the same password that you had before. So when you try to change the password, you put in your regular password, and it's like, nope, that was your password. And you're like, then why didn't it work when I was trying to log in? Now I got to make up a new password, and I have no chance
sick
of remembering
of
that next time because I made up a new password.
I'm sick of
what
it.
What is this?
Yeah, it's brutal.
Tell her to lose the spreadsheet. And get a little notebook like that with all the passwords written down.
Yeah, but what if you lose this?
I keep it locked up.
This is a physical.
I keep it in a secure place. I took it out of the zippered compartment of my bag.
Do you remember when we used to do the notebook?
Yeah, no doubt.
Steiny Guru and Dibs.
Come on, Dibs.
I see a lot of crossed outs because they're
literally, why are all these ladies' numbers in here?
Hey,
that black
those
book.
Are passwords.
That's my little black book.
Those are passwords, dog.
It's my turn.
You better be careful.
Let it rip, go.
All right. So I park in a garage that has an elevator, six floors. And this is just elevator etiquette, but it's out of control now. When you get enter an elevator and there are two or three people on already, and you come on with a friend of friends, nobody wants to hear your conversation that you already had coming into the elevator. Hit pause and think about the people behind you, and then when you get off the elevator, I think it's appropriate to continue the conversation. It's out of control. I'm fresh off work dealing with him. So, you know what I mean? And then they come in like, we want to hear. And yesterday, I just wanted to snap, and I didn't, but people, and I would do it for the people that, okay, you know what? I'm going to wait till we get to, it's out of control. Dibs, nobody cares about what you're talking about, and now I'm starting to think they want to say it with louder volume, like we're getting off on it, and we're not. If people are already on the elevator, hit pause till you get off.
No, I like it, and what I do when I get into that elevator is I go into a fake phone call mode where I pull out my phone, and immediately I'm louder than they are, and I'm talking, hey, James, what's up, bud?
I didn't know that, dude.
Where you at, James? Ah, that's it. It sounds so good.
It's out of control.
I'll holler at you. Whatever it is, you become louder than them.
I hadn't thought of that one.
And after, you know, two floors worth, they look at you like, oh my God, I can't believe he's on the phone right now. And it's like, yes, sorry, Karen, but I'm outdoing you at you.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Will's happening every other day, man.
It happens in my own living room. I can't even get my kids to turn their phone off when we're watching it. Like,
oh, that hurt.
Right? Like, don't scroll TikTok when the Warrior game's on. And then they get mad at me when I'm like,
I'm watching.
Well, yeah, like, could you just go downstairs? I don't, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But, like, all of a sudden, I'm listening to Bob Does Sports while I'm also trying to watch the Warrior game.
Incredible.
And then they get mad at me, like, well, dude, what got into your coffee? Like, what's the matter, Dad? I'm like, I don't want eight different people talking at once. Yeah. Is that so much to ask?
I mean, no, earbuds, right?
Seriously.
And I assume
I bought you AirPods. Use them.
That impersonation was not your daughter, I'm guessing.
No, she does not sound like that.
Okay.
But she's a guilty party.
She's your guilty. Turn, yeah. Willard.
Okay.
Let it rip on these two.
Go ahead. Let's go. Hit it, Grandy.
You know, can I tell you a little pet peeve of mine as it relates to Jordan Poole and the Washington Wizards? And you know what? I'm gonna have to say this in a little way directed toward Mark Willard. There's just no avoiding
it. He might be listening.
I know. There's no avoiding it, and I'm sure it'll come up in the crossover. But, like, I get it. Jordan Poole is now playing for the Wizards, and they stink. And he's putting up numbers, but he's not the most efficient player. We know that. And, again, the Wizards stink. So I don't like people that are like, well, look at him now. Oh, I mean, he's not very good, and he's on it. Look, he's not our number one, but whoever said he was.
Right.
But
he did his stuff. Go ahead.
Exactly.
That's how I remember Jordan Poole.
He was a contributor on a championship team.
And when Steph sat out or Clay, he could give you 35 or 40, Steiny.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he could. All right.
Tag team,
boy,
back
you're
again.
Off to a great start.
Did you hear my Sandra Bullock blindside?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Steiny, he pulled the audio.
I mean.
That's a three.
All I would say is if so in your lives, like I want you to think of right now your family member or your friend who disappointed you the most at one time or another.
Yeah.
Okay?
I got it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's in your head, right?
Yeah.
Did that person prior to that ever do anything good? They do anything good for you? Do you love them? Okay.
Yeah.
But can you still be mad at them? Can you still be disappointed in them for then what they did next? I've tried my ass off to do two things, which is acknowledge that Jordan Poole did some great things here and getting punched in the face is never your fault.
Okay.
But what I get frustrated with is that I think that a lot of Warrior fans, as absence makes the heart grow fonder, and we frustrate ourselves through a 20-20 season, you forget how you felt watching Jordan Poole play basketball 2 years ago. You forgot.
Dribble, dribble, dribble.
My phone during every Warrior game was a string of texts of people whose hair was no longer in the sides of their heads because of what Jordan Poole would do on every drive to the basket with the palms up and on the ground and looking at the ref and making Steph throw mouthpieces and Clay put his hands up in the air and Draymond walk off the court and all of these things. There's clearly more to the story than just Draymond punched him like out of nowhere. He clearly was rubbing the people the wrong way.
Are you saying before the punch?
Of course, and I'm not blaming him for it, but there's so much more to it than just the punch. This is someone whose ego ran amok after he won a title. It doesn't mean he didn't help him win a title. But he immediately is screaming in the locker room about, we going to get a bag, and then clearly went about ticking everybody off. And never forget that Steph Curry greenlit that trade. And there's a reason for that. So my opinion is what it is, not because he's playing how he's playing in Washington. Mm. You ask whoever said he was a one, I'd argue he probably said it. Behind the scenes, many, many times, he said it on Twitter. He was happy as a clam losing 70 games a year in Washington because he's got a ring in his bag. He said that. So, not my kind of player. That's only been my point. It does not erase some of the good that he did when he was here. Winning
that's measured. I appreciate
and
it.
By the way, his G League story, he deserves so much credit. I love that part of it.
But
that's
it,
all.
Real quick to that, that's 2 seconds, Donnie. I really, you hit me to where I was like, oh, he defused me because I thought you weren't going to acknowledge the punch. But this is just me. Shout out Hawaiian. Willard, it was over after he got hit in that video leak to me. And that's why I'm telling Steiny, I called him Dress Shoes Johnny because it felt like when he was falling down doing all the antics, it was, we had seen the best Jordan Poole before he got hit, and probably we had C.J. Watson on, former Warrior.
Yeah, the quiet storm.
He said it'll never go away. It's something that will live forever.
No doubt.
So just on, like, it was over for him, and I know I'm strong with it, but, like, it's like something that happened that was out of his control, and Willard, you're saying it right, checking the boxes, but to me it was so bad what happened to him and the humiliation that I almost give him a pass on that.
Just real quick before you go, and I know Mark has more, and Steiny, you're into OT. Like, OT is never much fun when we go OT.
Glasses look great.
For both of you, would you want him on the team now?
I would.
I would, too.
I would, Dibs. Okay. 21 points a game, 40% from three.
I just throw that out because it's something we're going to throw out to our listeners, 2-6, because, you know, he's in town, and, you know, we're looking for that second score.
Can I ask contextually, though?
Yeah, like, that's what makes it tough.
Right. Do you want him on the team? Sure. What else does that mean?
Well, that means no Schroeder and no Buddy Hield.
Yeah, it also means no Kuminga after this year.
Well, after this year.
Not after this year.
Why?
Because that was why they got rid of him.
They still have his bird rights.
I understand that, but that contract was already signed. Like, the whole idea behind turning Jordan Poole into Chris Paul.
See, Will, I disagree with you.
To get that salary slot.
The Warriors have told me this. Like, turning Jordan Poole into Chris Paul was that's $32 million that they freed up as soon as Chris was gone.
And then what did it end up netting you when it was all nothing?
Well, $32 million that you can now spend on Jonathan Kuminga.
Hmm.
I mean, that's all. That's all I'm saying. Like, if it's just a yes or no and we're playing fantasy basketball, sure, Jordan Poole can be on the team. But I'd like to know what else does that mean? Well, who's not on the team?
He said no Kuminga if Poole hit.
Okay. Next year.
Yeah,
not this year.
And that's something these guys can work through on 95.7 The Game. The great Chewy Gomez just walked by. Slide me? I can't say it now. It'll get Dibs mad.
Why?
Slide me his extra drink tickets yesterday.
Well, Chewy. And I actually told somebody who was going to the party, I said, make sure Steinmetz gets my extra drink tickets.
Yeah.
And you probably were able to get your thirst quenched.
I did okay.
No matter what.
Yeah. I did okay.
And where did you do okay?
At the Via Rooftop Bar. Right. Right out adjacent,
whose party was it?
Where were the people who didn't get to go?
Whose party was it?
This guy's impossible.
95.7.
That's my quarterback.
Of the game.
Yeah, there we go.